Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Wow.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I trust a boat rock.
Oh, my goodness. You kind of faded that a little soon, but that's okay. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, telling you what the mainstream media will not. As a matter of fact, we're telling you the exact opposite of what these liars and these little minions of hell that are just doing their job, as they would say. We're telling you just the exact opposite. We're exposing the jokers for who they are. And folks, I'm telling you what, they are willing to sell you out, and it's exactly what, in fact, they are doing. What am I talking about? Well, you just heard during the break, friends, all these people in London that are protesting what's going on in Gaza and Israel. No. Tim Brown does a live show from London almost every single Saturday. That protest that you're seeing in London has nothing to do with Israel and Gaza. Absolutely nothing whatsoever. But what you are seeing, friends, when you see that protest, it's them rising up against their governors, their governments, their mayors, their prime ministers all across the globe, defying what's going on through this pandemic. That is what is in fact happening right now. Here, let me just go ahead and prove the point. Again, I always love to prove the point. And by the way, if you want to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is a trailer somebody just sent me right before the show, and I praise God for it. And I want you to see this, what's happening in London. And by the way, just remember, it's not happening just in London. If you're on a social media platform, you will see the video. If you're not, you will hear what is happening, and I will narrate throughout this little trailer. Check this out, friends. This is defiance all over the world because of the pandemic, is what this is. Millions going to the streets across the globe, defying corruption in government. See, they're standing up for their freedoms. It has nothing to do with Gaza or Israel. Look at all the countries. Yeah, that's right. Has nothing to do with what's going on over in Israel, friends. Absolutely nothing. It's interesting how they'll use the people that amass in the streets when they want to switch the narrative in contrast to what it's really about. Has nothing to do with Gaza and Israel. That's a mere distraction. I'm going to show you that. I'm going to take time today and show you again how what's being told to you by the mainstream media, the exact opposite, is in fact happening. That's exactly what I'm going to show you. If you look over here right now on social media platforms, we're hearing from the CDC. Listen, the CDC, not the president, not the governors, not the mayors, but from the CDC, who is not a legislative branch in this government, who are not elected representatives in this country, but yet they're setting folks, they're setting the narrative when it comes to what you can do and what you can't do. Now, are people complying? Most people aren't. But I just want to show you how these people, again, are assuming control where they have no delegated control or authority whatsoever. U.S. moves closer to pre-COVID life as CDC relaxes mask guidance for fully vaccinated people. Just for the record, I never put one on. Just for the record, I live my life all the way through. The only thing different in my life right now is I am not flying. Because I am not going to put up with the Gestapo. Instead of treating us like customers, friends, they're treating us like criminals every step of the way. And the people that are complying with it, you are giving them permission to go ahead and assail you at will. And shame on you for allowing them to do it. What's going to happen when everybody says no? Who's going to fly in their airplanes, friends? What happens when you tell them you're not going to comply? They have to comply. Then they begin to understand that, again, they work for you. You don't work for them. On the other side of this hard break, I'm going to come back. You know, as a matter of fact, I think I can do it right now. I'm going to go ahead and show you this. You'll hear the narration. You'll hear the audio. But this is this devil, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Again, keep in mind, under investigation in 2015, never happened. Now you're seeing your said representative submitting to the likes of Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and the CDC. And I want you to consider, friends, they are not a legislative branch of government. They have no authority in setting any narrative here. But I want you to listen to this devil, and I want you to listen to what she has to say, because she is, again, assuming authority where it's never been given. Check this out.
Today, CDC is updating our guidance for fully vaccinated people. Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. We have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
She's clearly reading, by the way.
The trajectory of cases, the scientific data on the performance of our vaccine,
it's all a script.
And our understanding of how the virus spreads, that moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated. Now, if you are immune compromised, you will most definitely want to talk to your doctor before.
Immune compromised.
This past year has
shown. Look at how they're labeling people that are not going along, which is a majority of the people, hands down.
We may need to make changes to these recommendations.
Yep, they're trying to single you out, friends. Don't put up with it.
Very clear.
Don't fall for it.
Vaccinated people, you remain at risk of mild or severe illness, of death,
she's lying,
spreading the disease to others. You should still mask, and you should get vaccinated right away.
Yeah, right away.
This
okay.
is an exciting and powerful moment.
Oh, it's exciting.
Once you are fully vaccinated, 2 weeks
look
after
at her little devilish smile.
You can shed your mask.
Oh, you can shed your mask. Did you hear that, friends? Did you hear that? The head of the CDC is now telling you that you can go ahead and shed your mask. Are you listening to this woman? Who are you to tell me that I have to wear a mask, which I never have and never will? I mean, this is the lunacy that people are putting up with. U.S. moves closer to pre-COVID life as CDC relaxes mask guidance for fully vaccinated people. This is the face of tyranny, and if you let it go, friends, again, the only thing I can do is tell you, you have to respond to the truth, because truth demands a response. It's up to you to begin to defy the way that the rest of the world is, because that is, in fact, what is happening over in London right now. They are defying this tyranny, and it's happening all over the globe. It's about time the American people awaken to the fact that it's time for them to do the same thing and lead the way. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD.
It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to, friends, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go ahead and subscribe over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20, folks. These people are putting the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie. It is astounding what the American people are putting up with. As a matter of fact, and I say America is putting up with, because in other countries, friends, they are defying what you are tolerating over in this country. And in fact, you are called to lead. You are called to be the light of the world, friends. In America, you're failing the test right now. You're failing the test in a major way. Let's get this right. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. When you go over to the right side of the page, you'll see social media platforms. And let me show you something really quick. I just want to show you again to my weekend friends as to how this works, because what is in fact happening, and I've shared the week throughout the week with my friends as to how they're manipulating the numbers and suppressing the numbers here, but I want you to see this. Because people are trying to figure out why I'm bumping up towards a million friends, and for some reason or another. Okay, so we have 772,000. We probably lost I don't know how many because they froze my account up. They won't let people go onto it, like it. They won't allow the feed to go to their prospective websites when they do like it. They've suppressed all of that. But I want to show you that there's 772,000, okay? And we were bumping up against a million, so we're losing friends right now, okay? And if you look at the feed real quick, I just want to show you. So it shows you that they're allowing 215 people to be reached out of those 772,000 people, okay? And we have right now, it says on this feed alone, we're on several different social media platforms, but you can see that that's probably the lowest number we've ever seen right there, 160 people just on that outlet watching us live. Just want to show you how this works, okay? This is censoring. This is illegal in America. Now, on the other hand, what I want to show you is I want to show you, since we've opened up our Rumble account, okay, what I do is I go over to my Rumble account, I'll go over to my content, and again, on social media platforms, I want you to see this. If you're listening to my audio, you can understand what I'm telling you, too. Yesterday, after it was uploaded, we had about 26,000 just on that outlet. Just on that outlet alone. Okay, why? Because it's not being censored. It's not being messed with. And if you look at it, yesterday, me and Tim reached about 60, 70,000 people, the morning show and the afternoon show, just on one channel. Okay, but over on Facebook, friends, I got rid of Twitter because of their filthy content, but they were worthless anyways. But if you go back over to Facebook, friends, you're seeing how bad they are censoring us right now. I just wanted to show people as to how that works and what it is that they're doing to us once again. Why? Because they don't want you to receive the information that you're receiving right now. They don't want you to know the facts. They don't want you to know that over in Europe and in Australia and Romania. They don't want you to know what's going on over in Belgium and Israel right now, friends, which I'm going to talk about in just a couple of minutes. They don't want you to know what's going on over in Australia. They don't want you to know what's going on over in India. They don't want you to know what's going on over in the UK right now. They want all that information suppressed because they don't want you to wake up to the fact that they've already awakened over in them perspective countries. As to how they are responding to it. They understand what's happening, friends, and they're not putting up with tyranny. The question that I have for the American people, why are you putting up with it? Why are you putting up with this tyranny? So, anyways, go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe. Go to the right side of the page. Go ahead and click onto Tim's morning show or my afternoon show. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you will find our social media platforms over there. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. One more thing. We're going to be in California. In July, looks like we're going to be going through Colorado. We may have a stop there on the way back. It may be in Arizona as well. We're also going to be in Milwaukee in July. Next week, we're going to be in Rochester, Minnesota, folks. So I want to make clear, everybody understands that watch this show, that we are out there practicing what we preach, Luke 19:10. We're not just talking about what needs to be done, but in the meantime, every time you watch a show, in between, we are out there with the people practicing again what we preach. Okay? And it's a good idea that we do that so we can preserve this constitutional republic that's been given over unto us over 244 years ago through the blood, the sacrifice of men that fought, bled, and died to give it unto us. Let's do the same thing for our posterity, because right now we have a huge opportunity. The Chinese have a word, it's called crisis. It has two meanings. One's danger, one's opportunity. How do you look at what's going on in your country in the present right now? I look at it as an opportunity to prove the God of Israel. And I suggest that you do the same thing, especially if you call yourself a Christian. So, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, that tells you everything we are, who we are. We're bringing fruit, putting it in the basket, and showing you what we have done and what we are doing. If you want a book, you can do that, 1-866-233-0747. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Don't play little games with us, folks. Don't sit there and call us names online and social media platforms. Go ahead and call us out for our inaccuracies if you so choose to do so. That number is 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in and add something to the conversation, please stick to the conversation that we're having during that particular time, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Just read that whole chapter over the last couple of days. I'll be on 2 Corinthians. I'm already on that one, and I'll probably finish that today or tomorrow. So, again, friends, we follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And, again, if you want to call in, now is the time to do it. Throughout the show, I've got you for 2 hours. And thank you very much for making us the number one and the number two show across the United States of America. We're broadcasting in over 153 cities as well as 53 countries. If you're in a different country, folks, love to hear from you. We just had Artur Pavlovsky on with us last week, the pastor that just got arrested. We love to hear from you guys, especially those that are a part of the body of Christ and those that are out there fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. And oh boy, I need to take a breath. So in order to do that, I'm going to go ahead and take Wes from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, good afternoon, my friend. I just wanted to comment. I caught Tim Brown's show this morning, and I was absolutely amazed. Kate Cimarani, of course, was on there, and she just yelled out into the audience, "Hey, we've got America Online," and then all of those people were just like, "Freedom, freedom, freedom."
Yeah, amen.
It was amazing. And I wish we could see that here, but unfortunately, I haven't witnessed it personally. Now, I've seen the Menards protest going on, if you will, and I agree with it.
Wes, you know what's how inspiring, my friend. I heard the same thing. And isn't it interesting that foreign countries, and I could say this almost, I say it with a broken heart, I really do. Those countries, when you say America is watching you right now, those countries are waiting for Americans to take the lead. Americans, go ahead. I'll let you go ahead and make your comment. Go ahead.
I don't want to partake too much time, but it actually brought a tear to my eye to hear that. I'm like, oh, my God, our own country can't even stand up to the acknowledgement of what is going on. But yeah, I found it inspiring. I just wanted to contribute that. And unfortunately, I couldn't catch the whole show this morning. But, hey, you got me for 2 hours today, so I can hear
Amen.
That.
I appreciate you, man. I really do. And you know what? That is bringing it to the table. We have foreign countries, as I've always said, and Wes from Indiana has to call us and remind us that he was watching the show with Tim Brown this morning, that when they said America's watching you right now, the cameras are on them in England, in the UK, saying America is watching you right now. All of a sudden they start, shouting out freedom. And we're called to lead the way. And yet America is at the back end of what's going on here. Americans have tolerated their government to dictate the rest of the world concerning this pandemic. And those good people over there are looking at Americans right now, waiting for the American people to stand up and play the man. How inspiring. How inspiring. They have a huge, they are rich in Christian heritage there as well. William and Catherine Booth from the Salvation Army, the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon. Oh, my goodness, John Wesley, that field prophet. You got John Knox, a part of that same continent over there from Scotland, the prophet of God, where they said that they feared his prayers more than all the armies of Europe. Oh, my goodness, friends. Do we understand what's at our fingertips? Do we understand that the God of Israel is looking at the church right now saying, call unto me, try me in this, know me, know who I am. I'll do great and mighty things in which you know not. Now's the time. Now is our opportunity. And I praise God for it. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has spoken with the leaders of Israel and Palestine. In a statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he spoke to President Biden about the latest developments in the Middle East as Israel and Gaza continue to escalate with shelling and air attacks. Biden also spoke with Palestinian President Abbas. The Associated Press said their headquarters were destroyed during an Israeli airstrike on a building after people were told to evacuate. Palestinian authorities say over 130 people have died. Mediation efforts are underway. The U.S. envoy is now on the ground meeting with Palestinians and Israelis separately. Egypt is also working to de-escalate the intense fighting. On Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the loss of life was tragic and horrific to watch. This is USA Radio News. More than 13,000 gas stations in the East still don't have any gas, according to GasBuddy. A week ago, a cyber attack took out the Colonial Pipeline, and stations in the East began running out. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts tells Fox News it's critical for America to maintain its energy independence.
Everything that undermines our energy independence, like canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, pushing the Green New Deal, all these things is going to make us more vulnerable. And it was one of the things that was a strength under the last administration that we were starting to become a net exporter of petroleum products.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said the gas supply should return in the next few days. A former agent with Customs and Border Protection could be looking at up to 10 years in federal prison. According to federal court documents, Rhonda Lee Walker has pleaded guilty to illegally bringing a Mexican woman to her home to work as a housekeeper and a nanny. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Okay. 1-866-582-9933. You know, I just want to say this to my friend Wes in Indiana. I just find you to be sincere, and I just want to tell you I really appreciate you. And you couldn't have brought that in a more timely time than you did. And I just really appreciate you, Wes. That was good timing, and it's what needed to be added because it brought the anointing. I could feel those people in England saying, freedom, freedom, freedom. Amen. You know, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. I don't know if people know that or not. 244 years later. How many constitutions throughout the world concerning prospective countries, they've changed their constitution 5, 10, 15, 20 times. We're still into our first. And the Lord's looking to the church to stand up and play the men and women of God so that he can show himself strong on our behalf. Period. Period. Okay? I want to get over to this. This is going to get real. Okay? People are going to get angry. But before you get mad, let me say it this way. Don't shoot the messenger. Okay? I'm just giving you the facts. I'm going to bring you over to the tree, and I'm going to pluck the fruit off the branches, and I'm going to show you the fruit of them individuals that people praise today. Okay? The Bible says, judge men by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. Okay, now this is what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring this over to social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or before it's news. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, from criminal to hero. All this that what you're seeing right now in Israel, in Gaza, it's all distraction. All of it. It's all distraction. Okay? Pay attention to what these globalists do, okay? Not what the mainstream media says about them. Because you need to understand, they only defend and promote their own. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Listen carefully. The American church shows its, well, again, its lack of understanding when it comes to the Word of God when they reveal their support for a man that has and is continuously advocating that which the Lord clearly condemns. And I'm talking about Benjamin Netanyahu. I don't know why, but ever since I can remember, Benjamin Netanyahu has always been claimed by the people in the church as the man of God for their times. He's appointed by God, like Donald Trump was, said the false prophets, right? Put that up against Isaiah 30. Challenge me anytime. 1-866-582-9933. The American church, folks, which has become a blatant reproach and embarrassment, they should be ashamed for where they're proud. And the Bible's clear when it says, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. And I'm telling you, friends, the church is falling little by little by little by little. And I'm here to tell you, it's not the church of Jesus Christ. It's the man-made church. Put that up against Mark 7. They put the commandments of men in the place of God's commandments, making void God's commandments because they want to do it their way rather than His way. And then they wonder why they're losing the spiritual battle. Okay? And I've seen this since day one. I've been in the church for 23 years. I've been preaching for 23 years. And the fact of the matter is, friends, I seen this when I came from the rock and roll world, okay? Touring all over the country. I was in the real world doing everything that I shouldn't have been doing. And by the way, my entire life up until that point, 23 years ago, I cannot remember anybody ever loving on me enough to tell me the truth, that the message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Never one time. Never once. The Holy Ghost was faithful. The Lord is faithful to convict me of my sin, John 16, right? Starting in verse 8, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. But I didn't see any Christianity for the most part. That's why he had to incite the prayers. He had to birth them. He's the author. He's also the finisher of my faith. He's the one that put the desire in me to ask him to show himself strong, and that's exactly what he did. And right when he took me out of the world from doing the things that I shouldn't have been doing, where I was transgressing God's moral law, Exodus 20, when I got into the church, what's the first thing I noticed? I started noticing how crooked it was. What I noticed more than anything was the lack of Christianity. And nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. Nobody did. Matter of fact, that's why they crucified him. He took their cloak of covering from off them. Read John 15 when you get a moment. Right? There was no more excuses. But this is what you need to understand. The American church has been promoting Benjamin Netanyahu as God's man far too long. And I'm here to tell you, Benjamin Netanyahu is a con man. I'm here to tell you that he is a globalist. I am here to tell you that he is a Judas to his own people. How is it that over in America, they still haven't learned the lesson, but how is it over in America that you're praising a man that was just recently indicted by his own Israel? That was a little salt for your tongue. I'll get to that in a moment. Hey, folks, did you know that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, according to the church in America, is God's chosen? They want you to believe that he's a righteous man. And I guess God now chooses men that violate his commands, right? Why do I say that? Well, outside of the fact that the prime minister promotes sodomy in Israel, right? God's chosen man is advocating what God clearly condemns, I guess, right? Just like Donald Trump, Leviticus 18:22 and verse 20:13. Oh, by the way, it doesn't stop there. Benjamin Netanyahu advocates sodomy, homosexuality, transgenderism, no such thing, lesbianism, and even abortion. And somehow or another, Americans are praising this prime minister as God's chosen man. But then again, none of that stopped under the chosen in America either. I think people need a scriptural reality check, and I'm going to give it to you right now. John Calvin was right when he said that when God means to judge a nation, what does he do? He gives them wicked rulers. That's right. And don't take away the responsibility of the American people, because I'm going to lay it to you, too, right now. That what you see is your reflection. Okay? That what you see is your reflection. What am I saying? Well, every country deserves the government that it has. Yeah? That's right. Because in this country, 330 million people put up with what, over in Israel, a small portion compared to that in comparison to America, won't put up with. Isn't that crazy? And we're called to be the light of the world. The Lord will not allow this. That's why judgments are raining on this country. But just think about that. God's man, according to the American church, which is a lack of Christianity, it's not the Church of Jesus Christ, promotes Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as God's chosen, who promotes everything that the Lord condemns in these particular cases. Wow, that's crazy. Well, they are, and whatever is allowed by the people will surely be advanced by their said representatives, and apparently it's not flying in Israel, though it is flying in the face of the American people. 2 Thessalonians 2:10, they loved not the truth unto righteousness. So what did God do? He judged them. That's right. So pay attention. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, since the beginning of the global pandemic, I'm tying this in, dovetailing it, has been lockstep with Bill Gates and his narrative. Is everybody paying attention to that? And of course, the mainstream media in America doesn't want you to know what in fact is happening in Israel right now. These people are rising up. Listen to this. Again, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, since the beginning of the global pandemic, has been lockstep with Bill Gates and his narrative, which, of course, all started in America, because just like the American politicians concerning selling the fear and bringing about the solution, again, those that are selling you the virus are also the same ones selling you the vaccinations. Again, friends, pay attention, because this is happening globally. Put that up against Leviticus 17:11 when you get a moment. Now, I want you to hear this, because you will not hear this from the mainstream media in this country. You will not hear from today's conservatives. These are the things that they do. These are outside of their talking points. That's what makes them controlled opposition. They only talk about what they're told to talk about. And what is it that conservatives talk about today? American version of conservatives, yesterday's liberals. They'll only talk about that which divides. Okay? And they're doing this to, according to their favorite party affiliations, not going there. Christians for Truth reported, I want you to see this, especially if you're on social media platforms, because again, you'll never see this through the mainstream media. Did you know that up to 75% of Israelis were refusing to get vaccinated in coming COVID? They called it the vaccine Holocaust. I brought this up before. Did you hear about this in America? No, no. Did you hear about all of this defiance going across the globe right now? Where the people are amassing and standing up against their governments for what? Acting outside of their scope of authority? Of course not. The mainstream media doesn't want you to hear about it. Facebook and Twitter and Google are blatantly, even using fact checkers, friends that are attacking their own, right? There's no truth in these people. They're attacking free speech. They're attacking the kind of information that I'm giving you right now, because they don't want you to know that people are refusing this all over the globe. Bradley, why do you get so passionate about it? Let me ask you a question. Why don't you? How come you don't get passionate about it? The Bible tells us that the Lord judges nations for people that don't lay it to their heart. You're not afflicted for the sins of Joseph. You don't care about what's going on with your neighbors, as long as it has nothing to do with you and you can keep living your lifestyle the way that you live your lifestyle without God. Oh, you say you fear God. Yes, that's what the scripture tells us. You fear God, but you serve the one that you created in your own mind, which is a violation of the Second Amendment, Exodus 20. They feared God, but they served their own gods. That's right. Listen again. 75% of Israelis are refusing to get vaccinated. Did you hear what I just said a moment ago about Benjamin Netanyahu? I just got done telling you that Benjamin Netanyahu, friends, Benjamin Netanyahu is going lockstep with Bill Gates and his narrative. Okay? This doesn't mix. The Bible says in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? How is it that you have 75% of your population saying no to the prime minister in Israel? And what does the prime minister in Israel do? He tells the rest of the world, you can go ahead and experiment on my people in Israel. Oh, it didn't stop there. Wait until you hear what the people did in defiance towards him. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, some people are talking right now about, you know, I won't go here and I won't go there without a mask. That's great. But you need to confront these people. You need to carry the piece of paper in your hand that shows them the law, and you need to educate the people. We don't need to get mad at them, but we do need to educate them. And if they want to reject the truth at that point concerning masks, there's no law that forces any of us to wear a mask, friends, just for the record. The governor doesn't have it. The president doesn't have it. Why? Because the supremacy clause found in the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Section 2, doesn't delegate that authority to them. See, and if you go to the Bill of Rights, it violates the Bill of Rights. The 14th Amendment, said the federal judge. Put that up against Judges 2:16 when you get a moment. And I want to make people aware of what's happening here in the state of Minnesota, just for a moment, if you don't mind. This might surprise some and maybe not surprise others. But I knew that the minute the governor of the state told the people they didn't have to wear a mask anymore, I knew that the sheeple were going to be good little sheep as the wolves are attacking. And yesterday we went out and had dinner. We've been doing this since the beginning of the pandemic. We never stopped doing any of that stuff, by the way. And with that said, we went out to a restaurant yesterday. We walked in, and the first thing I noticed is, friends, I kid you negative, the mandate ended yesterday in the state of Minnesota. There was not one person that had a mask on. Not a one. Why are the American people being enslaved? Because they're subjecting themselves to their master. And it shows you who they fear. And it's not the Lord God of Israel, friends. It's the government. And they've got the roles backwards. They have an evolutionary view of government. Our rights come from God, not from our said representatives. Those that work for we the people, saith the Declaration of Independence, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, not the other way around. Not the other way around. And again, the burden of proof has always been laid to them, and not one governor, not one individual could come forward and prove lawfully or show us a law that tells us that we have to wear a mask. And what happens in its place because the people are so ignorant? Well, here comes the CDC. Here comes Anthony Fauci. Here comes Bill Gates, all unqualified, all corrupt organizations and individuals, right? Who do they listen to? Do they listen to the law that actually stops them from what they're doing tyrannically and arbitrarily? Or do they listen to those that are setting the narrative? Do you understand now why they're under the curse? Jeremiah 17:9. Do you understand why they are under the curse, friends? Because they're putting themselves there. Also put that up against Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. Oh, and this is what the false prophets are doing, is driving men to submit to the government rather than to Jesus Christ. That's not what our forefathers taught us in any sense of the word. Read the Declaration of Independence. Know a little bit of your history. My goodness, go to Washington, D.C., friends. Look at the inscriptions on the buildings. That's why you see Moses in the Ten Commandments. Right? Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, on the back of the Supreme Court. That's why your politicians put their hands on the Bible before they swear to uphold the enumerated laws found within against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Did you forget about all of this? Jeez, and the first prerequisite to be a Christian is to know the Lord's doctrine. John 7:17, forgive me. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Got another segment to go before hour two. Love hearing from you. 1-866-582-9933. I just showed you, just a moment ago, friends, concerning what's going on over there in Israel. And how 75% of the Israelis are refusing to get vaccinated in coming COVID vaccine holocaust. They were calling it the vaccine holocaust. What was Benjamin Netanyahu doing? Oh, no, no problem, man. No, we're right along, lock and step with Billy Bob and Donald Trump, who opened the floodgates to Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates to set the narrative. And interestingly enough, friends, here we are today. Benny just went right along with everything. No, go ahead and use my people like a bunch of guinea pigs. Do you think the people in Israel are stupid, friends? Do you think they don't realize politicians have no truth in them? Do they not? Do you think they don't realize that eternal vigilance, what does it require? It's a painstaking what? Observation of those that serve you, regardless of what country you live in. This is what was reported. Despite the relentless COVID propaganda in the Israeli press, the COVID propaganda under Benjamin Netanyahu, right, God's man according to the American church, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, allegedly agreeing to be the first in Israel to be vaccinated. They're not getting vaccinated, friends. It's all a show. Right? These are all the clowns in the circus of politics. It reports, the vast majority of Jews in Israel do not plan to get the COVID vaccine when it becomes available to the public. This was back in December. Israelis who chose to get vaccinated against coronavirus, right, will receive free movement waivers. Free movement waivers. Are you listening? This is what the CDC is doing. This is what governors are testing their tinfoil concerning the American people right now, saying, well, if you've been vaccinated, you can go ahead and do what you did before. And listen again, my rights didn't come from you. You don't tell me what I can do and what I can't do. But since the American people went along at the beginning of this pandemic, guess what? They're encouraged to act in such a fashion that they're acting today. And that is an unlawful manner. Okay? Israelis who chose to get vaccinated against coronavirus receive free movement waivers. That's exactly what you just heard. The head of the CDC, that corrupt organization, along with the FDA, by the way, who came in and attempted to seal their crimes, and that's exactly what they're attempting to do. But what's interesting to note, friends, she's coming about in America saying, oh, you know, we've waited for this for a long time, and you know what, these are exciting times. And you know what? If you've been fully vaccinated, you can go ahead and do all those things that you did before coronavirus, right, this whole pandemic. Really? Really? And people drank this in, considering the source? Yep, they did. Listen to this. The Israelis who chose to get vaccinated against the coronavirus that received free movement waivers, they were allowed to bypass certain health restrictions. See what's happening? If you do what we tell you to do, then you can have your freedoms back. That is completely backwards, friends. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said last week that that Israel will begin administering coronavirus vaccinations, and that Israel was ready to vaccinate 60,000 people a day. What the problem is people weren't lining up, just like they're not in America, and this is the problem they're having, as I've said 15 times now. I mean, do you see what's going on in America here? This corrupt tyrant Dwayne, this said governor, he's not a governor, friends, he's a tyrant in Ohio, offering to set up a lottery for those people that will take the vaccination. You don't have to tell sick people to take medicine. Why do you think they have to do this, friends? Because the people know it's a fraud. Remember how I told you that 66, you know, million people were told by the CDC were vaccinated, and then we heard 77 million. Do you remember this, friends? Just a couple days later, and then a couple days later, we were told, oh, and by the way, it first started out with 66 million, then we heard 100 million got vaccinated, and then we were told 77 million got vaccinated. Right? Now we're told that 58% of the people in this country have already gotten their vaccinations. And I want to say this before hour two, friends. They're going to try to sell you that 200 million people have been vaccinated to isolate you, to single you out, just like Adolf Hitler did through his mass meetings. The only reason he did those mass meetings was to belittle his political opposition, and it's exactly what they're doing today in America. Don't drink that Kool-Aid in, friends. It's poison. It's not true. Easily, hands down, I live in a county where there's 147,000 people. The mainstream media was saying 75% of the people were vaccinated here. Well, guess what, friends? I have friends in government in high places here, and I was told the exact number. 174,000 people, not 147. 174,000 people in this county alone, 5,400 people were vaccinated. Is that 75%? Nope. And this is exactly what they're trying to feed the country right now. All of you people on social media platforms, all of you people watching me and hearing me in 153 cities, you need to begin to tell everybody the truth of the matter. That's why they're trying to bribe you into taking it. Did you hear yesterday on the commercial, friends, who the propagandists, who should know better? Did you hear that in Las Vegas? We're being told now, if you've been vaccinated, you can go to Las Vegas now without a mask. Oh, and by the way, you don't have to tell anybody if you've been vaccinated or not. Well, guess what? I wasn't waiting for you to tell me what I could do or what I couldn't do in the first place. And again, reminding them devils and these little dictator wannabes, these demigods, that they work for me. That's good. I don't have to say anything because I wasn't asking for your permission to do so. Folks, do you see the defiance from these people? Do you see the arbitrary fashion that these totalitarianists are operating? Hour two coming up.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.